with this KLEM Sports Update for this Labor Day Monday, September 4th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Let's recap for you a busy week two of the high school football season that saw a number of Plymouth County victories around the area. We'll start in Class 8 Player District 1, where the top-ranked team in the state, Remsen St. Mary's, blew out Siouxland Christian 48-0. And if there were questions about the quarterback position in Remsen, I think those questions have been answered by now. Landon Waldschmidt goes 11 of 16 passing for the Hawks for 152 yards, two touchdowns. Oh, by the way, he also carried the ball 13 times for 169 rushing yards, four rushing touchdowns. Braxton Knipe had five catches through the air, 119 yards, two scores, as the Hawks start off district play 1-0. Other contests in their district saw Woodbine beat Boyer Valley 14-12. It was Newell Fonda beating West Harrison 64-28, and Arriva survives the non-district threat of Glidden Ralston 25-24. To Class A District 1, where MMCRU, for the first time as a consolidated 11-man program, defeats Galen Catholic, and for the first time they start off district play 1-0. A 34-27 win over the Jays on Friday night. It was Jonah Peterson for the Royals, going 13 of 17 for 173 passing yards, two passing touchdowns. He also ran for two scores in the win. Kyler Bork had six catches, 61 yards, a score. He also had an interception on defense. Galen Catholic was able to run the ball well all night. 27 carries, 219 yards, and three scores for Cale Pearson, but they come up one possession short in the loss. Akron Westfield, they get their first win in the John Sievert era with a 45-18 victory over Sibley Ocheyedan. A lot of great performances for the Westerners. Leighton Cook went 15 of 22 passing for 204 yards, two touchdowns. He also ran the ball eight times for 131 yards and two scores. Tatum Wilkin had over 100 yards receiving, eight catches, 103 yards and a score. Jack Terpstra had two interceptions. Tyler Watrowski had an interception return for a touchdown, as the Westerners are one of three unbeaten teams now in Class A District 1. Alta Aurelia shut out Hartley Melvin Sanborn as well in their district 9-0. Sheldon beats South O'Brien in a non-district contest 35-7. In Class A District 8, in the Battle of the Panthers, it was 9th-ranked Logan Magnolia beating Kingsley Pearson River Valley 42-12. Bo Goodwin, 11 of 26 passing for 153 passing yards, a passing touchdown. He also scored on the ground and had an interception on defense for KP. 3rd-ranked Woodbury Central beat Westwood 39-22. St. Albert, they tripled up West Monona 24-8. And Trainer beat Tri-Center in the non-district contest 35-6. In Class 1A District 1, it was tough sledding for Hinton in their non-district contest with 10th-ranked Western Christian 33 to nothing. Cole Friesen had seven carries, 47 yards. That was the top progressor for Hinton offensively. Kyle Leary had 6.5 tackles in the loss. Other scores in that district and non-district play saw Ridgeview beat 10th-ranked Unity Christian 14-0. East Sac County upset 3rd-ranked OABCIG 13-12. 3rd-ranked West Lyon, they rolled over Lawton Bronson 53-12. Boyden Hall Rock Valley stunned 4th-ranked West Sioux 39-6, and Missouri Valley gets by MVAOCOU 26-24. In a non-district contest in Class 4A District 1, Lamar's Community starts off 2-0 with a 38-14 win over Sioux City North. Tegan Kazel goes 8 of 18 passing for 116 yards, three touchdowns. Bo Wiley, though, was the story of the day. He had three carries on the ground, 41 rushing yards, a rushing touchdown. He also had five catches, 91 yards, and three touchdowns through the air. A grand total of four scores for Wadley on Friday night. Giovanni Cabongo, perfect. 5 of 5 on point after tries. He also made a 28-yard field goal, going 1 of 2 on field goal attempts. Other 4A District 1 non-district contest, 9th-ranked Webster City beats Spencer 34-7, 6th-ranked Harlan over Denison Schleswig 48-20. Fort Dodge, the only other team in the district outside of Lamar's to pick up a win on Friday night, 42-21, winners over Mason City. South Sioux City beats Sioux City West 46-14, and it was Boone taking down Storm Lake 37-20. Some other scores of note around Northwest Iowa. It was 10th-ranked Cherokee shutting out Sioux Central 50-0. Second-ranked Central Lion George Little Rock stomped MOC Floyd Valley 42-7. In Class 3A District 1, Bishop Heelan beat Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 57-13. Sioux Center upset 4th-ranked Spirit Lake 30-20. Gilbert upset 7th-ranked Carroll 21-14. And Sioux City East comes from behind to beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 27-10. There's also some cross country from Friday night we should recap for you. The Lamar's community cross country team heading up to Sioux Falls for a meet hosted, a major meet hosted by Augustana University. And the Bulldogs were one of almost about 40 plus teams that were in attendance up in Sioux Falls. And there was a lot of good competition. The Bulldog ladies finished 34th as a team. And of course, some of these placements are going to sound not great, comparatively speaking, to a normal size meet. But again, there were a ton of great runners at that meet up in Sioux Falls. Mackenzie DeRosier had the top finish for the Bulldog girls, finishing 212th with a time of 22 minutes, 46.18 seconds. Kendall Hammerlink was 229th, 22:59.81 seconds. Kara Solinsky, 261st in the field, clocking in under 24 minutes. On the boys' side, the Lamar's boys finished 34th in the meet as well, 961 points for them. Trace Obink, in a field of over 400 runners, took home 52nd place, a great showing with a time of 17 minutes, 2.15 seconds. Aaron Lee finished in 182nd at a time of 18:20.23 seconds. And Tanner Iverson also clocked in under 20 minutes, finishing 326th. All those high school results from Friday night can be found on our website at KLAM1410.com. Just hover over the sports tab, and in the drop-down menu, click on sports scores and results. Also from the weekend on Saturday, some college football action around the area, the area and the region. We'll first take a look at the Great Plains Athletic Conference scoreboard. A couple of Plymouth County athletes that we got to highlight from these contests. It was top-ranked Northwestern defeating Concordia in a shootout 48-35. Kingsley Pearson alum Jessen Ranking had two tackles and picked up a sack. Of course, he's a captain of the Red Raider football team this year, the number one team in the country, defending national champs. And it's good to see Jessen back out on the field after all he went through last year with his cancer diagnosis. Great to see Jessen on the field and picking up a sack as well in the first game of the year. Briarcliff beat Mount Marty by a score of 40-14. We had some Plymouth County representation on both sides of this game. For Briarcliff, Remsen St. Mary's alum Jeremy Coink had three carries for 11 yards and a catch for 2 yards offensively and minimal touches. And on the Mount Marty side, Galen Catholic alum Tyrell Klein. He had four tackles for the victorious Lancers. Actually, yeah, Mount Marty defeated Briarcliff 40-14. I apologize for saying that wrong. Yeah, Tyrell Klein helping the victorious Lancers start off 2-0. 25th-ranked Dort defeated Doan 49-7. Hastings, an overtime winner over Dakota Wesleyan 24-17, and Midland beat Jamestown 38-17. And Division I college football in the state of Iowa opened up this weekend as the Iowa State Cyclones defeated Northern Iowa 30-9. 25th-ranked Iowa, they beat Utah State in their season opener and home opener by a final score of 24-14 in college football this weekend. Well, of course, nothing's on the sports schedule for today with it being Labor Day, but we've got a busy week here on KLAM Radio. Coming up tomorrow, we are going to have some reports from the weekend that was in high school football. We'll get some comments in from Kyle Oswald of MMCRU, John Sievert of Akron Westfield, Ken Vigdahl, Lamar's Community. That's going to be coming up in tomorrow's sportscast. Tomorrow night on KLAM Radio, Galen Catholic hosts George Little Rock in a Wargo Conference volleyball matchup. It's the first matchup for George Little Rock in Wargo Conference play. Of course, a new member to the conference, so we'll have that for you coming up tomorrow night on KLAM. Thursday night, Lamar's Community has a chance to pick up their first win in MRAC play as they host Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. And then Friday night, our football game in week 3 of the high school football season takes us to A.R. Hesla Field in Hall. Lamar's Community tries to go 3-0 in non-district play as they take on the Nighthawks of Boyden Hall Rock Valley. Busy week, we like it. You can catch all that right here on KLEM Radio this coming week. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter as well. We'll get you up-to-date sports news there at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Labor Day Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.